Creating a vision board can be a good way of focusing and ultimately manifesting what you want. That's according to the power coach, Jane Morris.
A vision board is a collage that somebody makes with pictures and words that each represent things that they would like to bring more of into their life.
How do you go about making one of them then?
So the best way to go about making them is to literally sit down with a bunch of magazines of lots of different types and flick through the magazines and pull out any pictures that inspire you. You could also collect images and things that you come across just in day-to-day life that you also feel drawn to and collect them up and use them to create your board.
And do you think there's a particular process that you need to go through in order to ensure that you get kind of the best vision board?
Yes, I think it's important, first of all, to create space for yourself to create your board, setting aside a period between 1 to 3 hours of your day, and actually take the time to reflect on where you're at in your life at the moment, the things that you no longer want to have going on in your life so that you can let go of those, and then set the positive intentions for the things that you want more of.
Once you've done that, what's the second stage?
Literally just getting all of the images, surrounding yourself with those images, and then being really picky and choosy about which images you want to put on your board and making sure the ones that you put on your board are the ones that really make you feel alive and come alight inside, rather than ones that you're like, oh yeah, that'd be nice, but you're not actually too bothered about having them.
Now, you also mentioned that there are words on there. What kind of words are you going to put on your vision board then?
So words that really inspire you, uplift you, words that resemble things that you would like to have more of. So for example, if I had a project that I was about to start and I'd maybe been thinking about it for a while, but just been putting off getting into it, I would maybe want to reassure myself that I can do it. So the phrase, I can do it, I would perhaps put on my board to help to give me inspiration to get started and take action.
And is a vision board really about individual projects, or can it just be about your life?
It can absolutely be about your life in general. In fact, there's a life coaching tool called the Balance Wheel, which literally takes people through each area of their life and you scale your level of satisfaction in that area from 1 to 10. And quite often I'll start a vision board workshop with the Balance Wheel so that people take stock on where they're at and think about each of their life areas and what it would take to move their level of satisfaction from, say, a 5 out of a 10 to 6 out of 10, what that would mean for them and what they would need to bring into their life in order to make that move, to make that improvement.
Do you need to have some kind of, I don't know, life's purpose in the middle of your vision board, or sort of a mission statement or something like that? Does that help?
It absolutely can help. Some people, though, aren't always clear on what their mission statement would be or their purpose. So you don't absolutely have to have that in order for your board to work. In fact, the whole process of creating the board itself can often help someone who doesn't know what their mission is or their purpose to find that out and to remember what that might be. And there'll be clues as to what that is in our life from as early on as our young childhood years. So the whole process of creating the board can help people to pull those things out and rediscover those for themselves.
Do you need to have a picture of yourself somewhere on there?
You can do. Many people like to put a picture of themselves at the centre of the board. And the idea for that is that you're surrounding yourself literally in the collage with all the things that you want to bring in. But other people don't feel quite so happy about having a picture of themselves right in the middle of the board. For example, I don't have a picture of myself on all of the boards that I've ever made. A lot of it's depended on where I've wanted to hang my board. And if I've been hanging it somewhere in the house where everyone else then has to look at a picture of me every day, I'd rather have that if I was putting it in a private space. So it depends from person to person.
Talking about hanging it, where do you hang it?
The best place to put your board is somewhere that you spend the majority of your time actively in a day. So putting it somewhere, for example, like in a living room or above your desk in an office would be ideal. If that's not possible, then sometimes people will hang them in their bedroom. If they do hang them in the bedroom, I recommend putting it above the bed. And at least then that way it's near them when they're actually sleeping in a dreamlike state. But the worst thing you could do is hang your board inside a cupboard or in a toilet or somewhere like that. Because it's really about the value you're attaching to your board and how much you're prioritising bringing those things into your life. So the board will have more impact if you put it somewhere where you're actually valuing it, looking at it and engaging with it as much as possible.
What do you do with it as your life begins to change? What happens then? Is there a time you get rid of it? Do you add new things to it? What happens?
The important thing, actually, as you begin to notice the things coming into your life that you've got on your board, is acknowledging those things and expressing gratitude for them. And this might just be something that you do kind of inside your head, just sort of saying, oh, that's great, I've got that, and almost having like a bit of a celebration with yourself. But also you can tick the thing actually on the board, physically putting a check mark, a smiley face, writing the word thank you. Or you might, depending on how you've constructed your board, if you've sticky taped things down, you might just want to sticky tape another picture on top. Or if you've got a picture with, say, scotch tape or just a tack into a cork board, you could just remove the picture and change it for something else that you'd like to bring in instead.
That's Power Coach Jane Morris.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.